Good evening, Winter Park High School Jazz Ensemble. This is Dale Blackwell, one of your adjudicators for this really nice event. We're glad to see you here tonight, and we're looking forward to hearing you play. We wish you good luck with this performance. Okay, we're going to start with a Dizzy Gillespie tune. I'm not familiar with this, but I'm looking forward to hearing it. It looks like a good arrangement. Yeah, don't skate on those soft nose trumpets. You gotta hold those half notes out. Da-da! It's gotta be dash four there, trumpets, brass. You can't cut those short like that. Make the fall longer then when you have the opportunity to do that. Yeah, we need more of the hi-hat here in the drum set. We've got a disconnect here between soloist and rhythm section. You gotta stay on that. In the tenor, it's a nice sound, but you really have to stay focused on the rhythmic aspect of what you're doing. And the bass player, we're not in the same time frame as the rest of the band. What we need to do with the bass is I can't see the amp from here. I hope it's up off the floor. And you need also to crank up the volume a little bit, and then turn up the treble on your amp. And this is hard here, trumpet. Good sound, but you're being swallowed up by the band. You got to get out of the stand. If you can't get to a mic, then you need to find a hole to play through. Also, think again. It's all the solos need to think about the rhythmical implications of what you're doing. I see the guitar players comping in time. You need to turn your amp up. I can't hear that. We need to have that Freddie Green chick 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 chick. And if the piano player comps high, you comp low, and vice versa. Yeah, a couple places. There were some places there that were very nicely done, and then there were some places where it was not done with equal precision. So continue to work on that, and think about I need to hear the hi-hat chock 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 like that. You need to open that thing up, and then really come down on it on two and four. Guitar player again, chick, 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 chick. Listen to Freddie Green with the bassy band and then copy that style. It would be better if you played either acoustic or amplified acoustic. But until that happens, then you need to try to do whatever you have to do, and I'm not a guitar player, of course, to emulate that kind of sound. Just listen and then copy. I also might want to think about, I don't, and you're at the mercy of the sound people here, but we need to have a better balance among piano, drums, guitar, and bass. And again, a bass, you need to really, really dig into those notes. Ding, 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 like that. Turn the treble up and make sure your amp is up off the floor, although, like I said, I can't see it. Here we go, Misty. Thank you. guys. Support from third and fourth trombone here. Really play up underneath your first player, who has a very nice sound and a pretty good upper register. It's a pretty sound. Think about listening to Herbie Green and Frank Rossolino and George, I think it's Roberts, any of the folks that played in the Kenton Band, of course, and listen to those Buddy Morrow and listen to their vibrato and then copy that. Sometimes it would get quite wide, actually. Yeah, and here we go. I'm looking. Oh, I can't read the rehearsal order there. Bar 30 and 31. What you have to do is tie that half note to the next bar and blow the air right to the rest. Notes up there, da 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 da. You gotta have a nice legato tongue, but we have to know that you're playing repeated notes in the saxophones. That's very nice. If you're going to listen to somebody that's really contemporary, get a CD of Diana Krall and listen to some of her solos. Minimalist player, but a wonderful player. Yeah, better. The vibrato is good here. Widen it out a little bit if you like. Da, ya, 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 ya. Because we had that slow tempo. Bone. That's a real pretty sound. When you use that vibrato effectively, it really enhances the beauty of the sound. So just keep on doing that. That's one of those things. It's hard to know as a young player where I can use that and where I can't use that or where I should not use it. I'm even of the opinion that we should have vibrato in some of these sections, even in the concert band. They do it in orchestra, remember? And then, of course, we should have that effective use of the what is stylistic for the type of style of music that you're playing. Because sometimes it's a real wide, slow vibrato, and then sometimes it's a little quicker. look at.